this is Kyle Tully from ConsultingTycoon.com, and today I'm talking with one of my mentoring students, Yana, who's having some really good success with networking events. On this call, you're going to hear about why video reviews and direct mail really aren't suited to some kind of people and why networking might be a great path for you to take. You're going to hear how Yana went from getting zero new clients in 7 months to securing two new clients and four strategic referral partners within the first 5 weeks of implementing her system. You'll hear about some examples of the type of ideal strategic partners that you want to look for who will refer you really high-level clients on an ongoing basis. And you'll hear about some of the critical mistakes that a lot of people make that really sabotage success with networking. And you'll hear Yana's seven-step system that she's created to get the results that she's getting. You can find out more about the system at offlinenetworkinggoldmine.com. But for now, enjoy the interview. So Yana, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Cool. So let's jump straight into it. How long have you actually been in the consulting game now?
It's been about 2 years. And when I first started, I was just doing freelance writing. Okay. And I came across internet marketing, and it just seemed like an ideal kind of complementary stream to incorporate into some of the people I was working with already.
Sure, sure. I've seen a few people who have made a very similar transition. You know, I think freelance writing is a pretty easy way to get involved in, you know, starting a freelance business. It's an easy way to get clients. You know, there's lots of people looking for writers and that. And then as you build up your internet marketing skills, you can then make the transition, you know, to a full-blown internet marketer.
Exactly.
It's a good path to follow. So how are you actually marketing your business before you got involved in networking, which is the topic of today's call?
Well, actually, I wasn't really marketing my business at all. And so when I first started, I just found a couple of clients that were kind of keeping my business afloat. And as I started to introduce internet marketing to them, you know, they kind of became bigger clients because internet marketing is such a big area for business. But then I was actually saying to people I was doing referral marketing, but I wasn't really referring, you know, people weren't referring much business to me because I didn't really have a big network for people to refer business to me at all. So I wasn't really doing any marketing. I was just kind of working with the clients that I had. And then when I came across your Consulting Tycoon program and when people started to do video reviews, I did a few of those. So that was probably about 6 months ago, I started doing video reviews, and all up I ended up doing about, I think about 50 was my last count. Yep. I didn't really get great results. I did some direct mail and just plowing through, you know, local newspapers of people who were advertising through the yellow pages and either mailing those people or sending a video review. But it was pretty discouraging for me because it was taking a lot of time. And even after I'd kind of improved my video reviews, you know, people said, oh, that was nice, but I never actually got a client from video reviews or from direct mail or from cold calling.
Right. So you're doing all the typical things that, you know, most people are doing. And, yeah, I mean, you weren't really getting any results. Did you get any clients from all that stuff?
No. I had a few consultations, and I have a few people still that are kind of warm but never wanted to go ahead. Sure. And I'm kind of keeping them in the loop now, and I've introduced them to a part of that system that we're going to talk about later.
Excellent. Okay, so speaking of networking, how long have you actually been involved in the whole networking scene?
It's probably been about 2.5-3 months that I really started networking in a sense that I was planning to go to an event. I was actually thinking about what I wanted to get out of it. And I hadn't really done any networking before, and it was really foreign to me. But now I realize that actually just through, you know, having contacts, like old uni contacts and, you know, some kind of friends or people that I'd met before, acquaintances, I had done a little bit of networking unofficially. But to really go there with an intent and have a strategy around what I wanted to do didn't start until about 2.5-3 months ago.
Okay. And what kind of results have you been getting just in those 3 months?
Look, the first couple of weeks were difficult because I wasn't kind of used to the whole networking thing, and I wasn't quite sure yet what to get out of it, and I made a couple of mistakes in the process. You know, just to about showing up at events and not actually being properly prepared. And, you know, afterwards I thought, well, I might have as well stayed home because I didn't get the best out of this event.
Sure.
And now that I've gotten more used to it and I know what I need to do, I've actually just secured 3 new clients in the last 2 weeks. And on top of that, I've just been having getting really great referrals, and I've created a power group with 2 other strategic businesses. And we've been doing consultations together, and that's been great for me because they already have the connection and I don't come in as a cold, you know, new person. I come in as the expert in my area, and they refer to me as the expert, and they refer any questions to me, and that's been invaluable.
Fantastic. So, yeah, 3 clients in 2 weeks is a pretty big improvement on what was at 0 in a couple of months.
Yeah, probably since the beginning of the year, which is like, what, nearly 12 months.
Nearly a year, yeah. Okay, just on the power group with the strategic businesses, can you share what type of businesses those are, and maybe a few more details, because I know a lot of people are really interested in, you know, strategic joint ventures and things like that, which is a great way to leverage those networks that you get.
Exactly. And so I've got a couple of different strategic relationships. This one in particular is where I provide SEO services, and the other businesses are graphic designer and web developer. And the web developer has actually tried to provide SEO services before, and they didn't really go well with it. They don't like the project management thing of it, side of it, and they were looking for a strategic partner. And so they already have a whole lot of clients who've spent money on internet marketing, you know, traffic and SEO before, and now want to do that again. And the other type of strategic alliance I have is with a video production company. So they are doing video production for people to put it on their website, but then they needed someone to recommend to actually tell them how to market the website and how to get the most out of that video.
Fantastic. And are you referring business back to both of them as well?
I have referred some business, but it's not a necessity. So at the moment, for those businesses, it's more about having a strategic partner to provide a better service to their clients. And because I know that they're doing a good job, if one of my clients needed that sort of service, then I would be head back to them, and I have, but I don't feel that there's an obligation that I need to refer back to the others.
Excellent. Yeah, I think like you said, you know, they're getting the ability to provide, you know, SEO and websites and those extra services that you provide, which really helps them deliver more value to their clients, which I think really is all you need to deliver. And then anytime you send them a referral, it's kind of like an added bonus for them.
Yeah, exactly.
So why do you think networking's been so effective for you, especially because, you know, you frankly struggled with a few of the other strategies? What was different about networking?
I think I really tried to develop something that builds on my strengths. And the other methods, you know, like cold calling or video reviews, didn't really build on my strengths. And I realized that after talking to you, actually, you know, that I was actually good at building relationships, but I hadn't actually put myself deliberately in those situations where I could build proper relationships with people without having to sell to them all the time.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's been really effective for me with networking, is that I knew that it would be an environment that would deliver for me. So I was motivated the whole time. But at the same time, I've really made sure that I've developed, you know, those steps along the way that I know I can follow. So even though, you know, I've been to one networking events, I've got different steps that I can go through after that to make sure that some of those people that I meet at the networking events are going to consider me as a, you know, provider or supplier, and also refer me onto their networks.
Cool. Yeah, because, I mean, the whole purpose of these networking events really is to refer business back and forth. So it's a really positive environment for trying to pick up business when, you know, the whole situation is designed to get you business. It's kind of, it's almost too easy, it sounds like.
Exactly. And then there's the other aspect, and I think that's what a lot of people do wrong with networking in the first place, is that they go to an event and they want to sell everyone who's there. And, you know, if you went to a networking event where everyone's trying to sell each other, you don't really get a positive environment, and no one listens to you because they're just trying to sell their own stuff. So that's just an attitude change that people need to be aware of, that it's more about getting to know other people and seeing maybe how you can help them. And then the relationship and the trust that you build will deliver the business later on automatically.
That's a great tip. I think it's probably one of the keys from everything I've learned about networking, and the people I know who are being, you know, really successful with it, they all say the same thing. You know, it's all about the relationships first, and the business will come off the back of that.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So you've mentioned just quickly that, you know, you've got some steps in your system. Can you tell us a bit more about, I think there's a 7-step system that you've actually developed?
Yes. So I guess the 7 steps developed when I realized that it wasn't just showing up to a networking event and you would get business from that. And I realized that there's actually something you need to do before you get to the event to prepare so you get the most out of it, but also things that you can do afterwards to make sure that you leverage the time that you've had there. So the 7-step system really goes through, firstly, preparing yourself for networking and knowing your own strengths and weaknesses so you can build on that for your business and for networking in particular. Then setting the strategy around before you go to a networking event, how can you best find your ideal client, what kind of businesses do they associate with, and therefore what kind of networking events do you need to go to get to your ideal client. Then those the leverage in power groups that we were talking about before.
Yep.
So instead of actually looking for new clients all the time, it can be much more valuable to look for strategic partners. And because networking can often be quite an entrepreneurial environment, because people are really active towards seeking new business and new relationships, you'll actually are really likely to find such strategic relationships there. And then the 4th step is about the actual networking event, preparing the types of pitches that you can do and the types of research you should do before you go. And then there are 3 steps about leveraging the time you've had at the networking event, so following up and how you can stay in touch with people long term to keep on top of their mind and be able to either do business with them or be referred to their networks, even if you haven't seen them for a few months.
Fantastic. So I've got the outline of your actual system right here, and it's pretty comprehensive. I mean, it seems to cover, you know, everything from even before the event to at the event to afterwards. It looks pretty solid to me.
Yeah, that's what I've done from the experience that I've had. So first, you know, I just rocked up to a networking event and I thought, well, this wasn't really what I expected it to be, and I don't actually think it's going to deliver great business. So what I did was I went back and I said, well, what would I have to do before and what would I have to do after an event to actually make sure that I get some business and that those relationships that I've built and the time I've just spent networking, that I can get the most out of it.
Fantastic. Let's jump back up to step number one. It's about, you know, is networking for you? Do you have to be, you know, a certain personality type to be successful at networking? I know a lot of people think you have to perhaps be outgoing or a bit of an extrovert to, you know, really make it work. And I'm fairly introverted. You know, would someone like me be successful at networking?
I think you definitely could be. And for me, I'm pretty introverted as well. I would generally prefer to be alone or with people that I'm close to. And I'm not super keen on going out and meeting new people all the time. The first couple of times I went to networking events, I was really quiet. I didn't really want to talk to anyone. But, you know, I just made myself go and take that first step of just attending and seeing what it's like. But what I think is not the character that you are is not so important as in whether you're introverted or extroverted, but more the commitment you have to grow your business and the system that you follow to make it successful. And that's why I think networking has worked for me despite being introverted, because I followed that system and because I now know if I attend an event, I can choose who to associate with, and people are naturally drawn to me that are a little bit like me, you know, a little bit introverted, not out there shouting or selling. And you can connect to whoever you want to when you're there.
I think that's a really good, the one little line that I picked up out of all that was they're drawn to me. You know, people who are like me will be drawn to me. And I've found a similar thing just in general in my business that, you know, a lot of the clients and customers I attract just naturally through being myself are similar to me in one way or another. And I think probably one of the mistakes the more introverted consultants make is they try and hide behind the computer and, you know, really shy away from what they see as a weakness in being a little bit quiet. And they try and do everything from behind the computer, and they're not out there making those relationships. So I think if, you know, you can get out there and get to an event, you know, step outside your comfort zone, which is one of the points I've been hammering in my coaching groups lately, is stepping outside your comfort zone and just, you know, seeing who's out there, and you'll naturally attract people who are like you, whether you are extroverted and loud and bubbly, or whether you like me and a bit more quiet and reserved, you'll attract the right type of clients for you, which is probably one of the big benefits of networking, I would assume, is you can find those ideal clients fairly quickly.
Absolutely, because you immediately see what kind of character people are, you know, whether they're reserved or whether they're, you know, cracking jokes all the time. And a networking event, that comes out immediately, because most people are a little bit nervous. So they go to, you know, their natural inclination, whether it's talking a lot or joking or whether it's just standing quietly in the corner.
Sure.
So you'll see that. But what I think is another aspect of people being drawn to you, people like you, is that as you develop more confidence by going to networking events, you can really quickly draw the successful business owners to you as well, because you know, there are different networking events with different types of businesses, and usually you can spot people quickly who are willing to work with people like you and outsource what they don't specialize in. And you really want to display the confidence, and that comes really quickly once you've been to a few events and you've jumped right into the deep end of the water. You'll just display the confidence automatically.
And do you have any tips for how to identify those people, or is it that they sort of identify themselves and will seek you out?
Well, most events will have some sort of time where people can pitch their business. So you can usually see what kind of business someone runs. You know, if you specialize, say, in trading businesses, then you'll obviously see whether someone is a plumber or a carpenter or an electrician. If you want to specialize in professional services, then you'll quickly know whether someone is an accountant or a mortgage broker, whatever it is that you're looking for.
Sure.
And then just by talking to people, you can usually just add a few qualifying questions about their ideal clients and who they like working with. And if they're really clear on that, then I find that usually the clearer they are on who they are working with and what kind of clients they like, the relationship is that the clearer they are there, the more successful they are in their business because they've worked with the clients that they don't like.
That's a huge tip. I think being clear on who your customers are is so important. And, you know, frankly, a lot of small businesses don't have a clue. You know, they're just trying to sell everything to everyone, and that's one of their big problems. Whereas if you can find those people who they already know who their customers are, it makes your job so much easier, because you don't have to figure out who their customers are and figure out how you should be selling to them. You know who they are. You can probably figure out how they've been sold to in the past. And then it's just a matter of executing on that. So it makes the job as a consultant like probably 100 times easier.
Absolutely. And the other great tip there is that some people might ask you the same question. So the clearer you are on who you want to work with, the more confidence you display to the other people at the networking event as well.
Very cool. Yeah, I found, you know, obviously I've coached a lot of people in this market, and I found that one of the problems some people have if they're, you know, doing something like direct mail or video reviews is they just don't get to actually talk to that many people in person. So, you know, when they do get a chance to talk to someone, whether it's doing a consultation or something like that, they might not be as prepared as they would have liked to be, simply because they haven't talked to that many people in person. You know, they've been so busy actually doing the marketing that they haven't really practiced their pitch or know exactly how they're going to, you know, answer questions or objections. Whereas by going to networking events, you've kind of been just dumped into the deep end and had to answer those objections and questions, you know, up front in person, and probably, I guess, accelerated your progress as a consultant and in dealing with people in general, and, you know, handling those questions much, much faster than you would have if you were, you know, sitting behind your computer trying to do it all from home.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of big advantages that networking's had for me, and which has also been why it's taken a few months now for me to actually secure those clients, because in the first month of networking I was still a bit insecure.
Sure.
And so therefore, you know, people were actually picking that up. But the more networking events I went to, the more confident I became, because the questions were always the same. And so now it's actually quite easy. And without even selling at all, I just display the confidence that people are attracted to.
Lovely.
And that's that just makes me feel better. So it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, I love that you said the questions are all the same. I found it so true. You know, when you're first getting started, you think there's like 100 different questions that people are going to ask, and you're worried about how you're going to answer them all. But there's probably like 5 or 10 questions that people ask, and it's the same questions over and over and over. And once you understand how to deal with them, it's just so easy. I mean, you'll come up with the perfect answer every time, no matter how the question's framed, because at the end of the day, the questions are all the same. It's spot on.
And also, with the question that someone asks, you can really quickly qualify whether they are a client that you want to work with.
Another good tip.
So as soon as someone asks about the price or is concerned about how much they spend, then immediately I'm really wary, because I know they're going to be wary about this, looking for the return on investment they can make.
Yep. Good stuff. Now, you mentioned very, very briefly before just a little tidbit about the actual format of the events. Can you sort of walk us through how these events are sort of structured? Because I think the last time I was at a networking event was probably like 7 or 8 years ago. So what actually happens? You rock up at one of these events. How does it actually flow from start to end?
Oh, there's so many different types of events. So I might just explain 2 different types of events, which are also go into in the networking goldmine system, which are either networking events or referral groups. So they're quite different from each other. And you will have either it can be a business breakfast or something like that, or often it's an after work type thing, and everyone will have a chance to pitch their business. So they'll have, you know, like 1 minute to deliver their elevator pitch. And then either there can be some sort of speed networking, which is like speed dating, you know, they ring a bell and you move on to the next person.
Yeah.
Or they just kind of have a general networking. You can have a drink if it's at night, coffee if it's in the morning, and you can just identify the people that you wanted to talk to by the pitch that they delivered. And often if you deliver a really good pitch, then people will come and want to talk to you. And then the referral groups, they're very different because they meet really regularly, and usually you want to become a member of a group to actually get a lot of business from the group. So you would commit to a group and they would generally meet once a week. And the idea is that they have a member for each industry, that the businesses in the group refer business to each other. So if someone in the group wants SEO services, then they'll be referred to me. Or if someone they know wants SEO services, they would refer them to me. If someone wants, you know, a lawyer to look over the contract, then they will go to the lawyer in the group. So that's a totally different group, because you don't generally sell to each other. You talk to the other people about the clients that you want, so they can look in their networks to see if they have those kind of people in their network. And also because you meet people every week, you can form much better relationships much quicker than with the normal networking events, where you might meet a person once but then not again for 3 months, or not again ever.
Right, so it's just as much about, I guess, tapping into their networks as it is actually, you know, referring business to people in the group. So you really don't just expand your network by like 10 people, you expand it by hundreds if not thousands, because you're now connected through everyone else in the group to their networks.
Yeah, exactly. And what I would mention there is that people are usually quite hesitant, in my experience, until you've actually officially joined the group. So they're quite committed to the group itself, and therefore the members of the group, rather than to you personally.
Right.
And so it, in my experience, it takes a while and takes some talking to people, and obviously, you know, someone else, so that they can feel comfortable referring their own business to you, and of course referring their network to you, because their reputation is on the line if they refer someone to you and, you know, they want you to do a good job.
Right. So yeah, it's important to get across that, you know, this isn't, you know, a quick fix. instant way to make money. You're not going to go to one of these events and suddenly land everyone as a client. It really is, you know, a medium to long-term strategy where you go in, start forming relationships, really make yourself a valuable part of these groups and deliver value to them first, like you said, right at the start, so that, you know, then down the line, they'll then repay you, and that's where the business really comes from.
Exactly, and that's the approach that I've taken. You could sell to people straight up, but in my experience, that's, you know, that's going to deliver little returns, and it's not going to build that long-term relationship that I'm after with my clients.
Yeah, that's the feedback I've got from, you know, I've probably got 5 or 10 students who are now doing networking as one of their strategies, and the feedback I've been getting is the ones who went there and tried to sell basically just didn't get kicked out, but, you know, they may as well have. They were just basically shunned, whereas the people who went there and just tried to, you know, answer questions, provide value, be an interesting and involved member of the group, you know, were welcomed quite readily, you know, made good friends as well as business partners, and within a matter of weeks were starting to get referrals coming to them.
Yeah, exactly. That's been my experience too.
Cool. Now, one of the first things you said at the call is that you made some kind of embarrassing mistakes when you were first getting started. Can you share any of them with us, or are they too embarrassing?
No, that's all right. It's just around, you know, not being prepared and not knowing what happens when you get there. So the first couple of times I stood up to deliver a pitch, I was really, really nervous. Like, I was shaking, and I think my voice was way too quiet. I hadn't just really practiced it at all. And the first one I went to, another internet marketing consulting was actually there. If he listens to it, I'm sure he'll know who he is. And he started off his pitch with a joke, and everyone's laughing. And I just thought, oh, my God, you know, my pitch was really quiet and boring. And he's there, you know, having everyone follow his every word. So that wasn't really great for me. And I can tell you, I quickly disappeared after that had finished. I didn't actually stay to talk to anyone. And the other thing that happened was I went to another business breakfast, and actually they wanted people to share like an inspirational saying with the group, and I had no idea that I had to do that. So that was pretty embarrassing that, you know, they said, oh, you know, now can you introduce your business and share your inspirational saying? And and I was like, oh, and I think I ended up saying something a little bit cheesy, like, you know, you can always add value by caring for your customer or something like that, which, you know, afterwards I thought, well, I really could have come up with something that was more inspirational and more grabbing and would have made people want to talk to me if I'd known that and if I'd prepared better.
Sure. It's probably better than saying just do it or some other catchy slogan.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I think everyone in that sort of situation would come up with something that, you know, is close to their heart, but it's probably going to be pretty cheesy or pretty, you know, pretty, you know, in the box, you know, not
cool.
Pretty conventional.
And that's probably one of the things you want to do is be that little bit different, because I'm assuming that most of the people at these networking events are more of, you know, the traditional business owners. They do things the old school way, and they're probably not going to stand out all that much in what they do, whereas if you can come there and be a bit dynamic and stand out from the group, you're going to get more attention naturally and really start attracting people to you and have them coming up to you, say, and, you know, starting the conversation themselves, which is a good power position for you to be in.
Yeah, I think so too, and especially, you know, having kind of an internet business, people start you expect you to be a little bit, you know, edgy and on the knowing what's going on.
Sure.
Because it is such a dynamic field.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, people kind of think that there are no other internet marketers out there going to networking events. But here in Sydney, I've actually met quite a few, some of them, you know, from the Superfast Results Forum or from Consulting Tycoon, and some of them in different types of businesses, but definitely in competition with what I do. And so you do need to be unique in the sense that you represent yourself and your business and your strengths, so you attract those people to work with you rather than with the other person who might be at the networking event.
Cool. And how do you think, and you're probably a little bit biased, but how do you think you compared in terms of, you know, knowledge and strategy and all those kind of things compared to some of the other consultants who haven't come from, you know, either James or myself?
That's actually a difficult question to answer, because no matter how I think I measure up, it was more what I displayed to other people what mattered. Because in the first couple of times where I went to a networking event where other kind of internet marketers were there, you know, I was so intimidated that someone else was there who was probably much better than me that I didn't even try to compete with them, and I disappeared pretty quickly. And then actually the turning point was internet marketing at an event where and two other guys were there who had an internet marketing business who was a little that business was a little bit different to mine, but they were still competing directly at that networking event. And I met them and I thought, oh no, there's another one here, I shouldn't have come. And for some reason they got a call and they said it was a client emergency, and they both left the event before the pitching session started. And for me, that was kind of the turning point. That was like, well, they disappeared. I don't know why. Now I'm the only internet marketing person left in the room. And from then on, every time I've met someone else who was kind of competing with what I was doing, I've always just considered myself to be the more important internet marketer in the room. And I think that's made the difference just in the confidence that I've displayed.
Yeah, I like what you said right at the start. You know, it's not really so much about who's the best or, you know, who's the most knowledgeable. It's about what you display at the event and, you know, I guess the commitment that you show to the group. Like you said before, it's people show good loyalty to the group, and, you know, if you're committed to the group, I think that will win you more business rather than being, you know, the most gifted technical person or whatever, because, you know, frankly, that's never been the most important thing. So I think that was a good point.
Exactly. And, you know, there have been some instances where I guess, directly competed with other internet marketing consultants, as in, you know, people have asked me to have a look at what they'd already done in terms of SEO or internet marketing or their website, and I'd given them some feedback, and they said to me, actually, your feedback's so much better, there's so much that these other people have been missing out on that they should have told me about, and I'm going to stop paying them now. That was actually someone who I met with yesterday, and I'd sent him a video review after I'd met him networking. And I'd gone in for a consultation. He said, look, I'm going to stop paying them straight away, and I'm going to start to put that money together and put it into a project with you.
Fantastic.
So definitely I think there are lots of opportunities where, you know, people with our knowledge, and I would consider most of us to have a fairly similar amount of knowledge when we start out, we can definitely improve on what other people have done.
Awesome. And just a little side note, you are still doing video reviews, but you've obviously just moved them to a different part of your marketing funnel. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I really qualify people before I do a video review, and I'm looking at charge for them potentially. I don't know yet quite yet how I'm going to charge, but I'm just looking at, you know, how much of my time is spent doing things that I get paid for and how much time is spent doing things I don't get paid for. And so at the moment, it's just, you know, in the marketing funnel, after I've met someone or I've received a personal referral from someone and spoke to them on the phone, and I feel like they need some education and some more information before they go ahead. And so it's a way of providing value, providing them with some information, doing some really soft selling and putting them into a position where they would be interested in working with me, but also obviously presenting me as the expert with some expert tools and things like that that are being, you know, displayed in the video review as well.
Awesome. Okay, so let's say I'm out there and I'm listening to this and I've decided that, you know, networking might be for me. I've found a good event to go to. I've done my research. I, you know, deliver a pretty good pitch. I start forming some relationships and everything. The networking event's over. How are you following up? What kind of strategies are you using to stay in touch with people?
Firstly, I make notes at the networking event what I've talked to people about and if I've said I would follow up with anything. So I might have said to someone, oh, you know, I know this person and I think you'd be a good fit. I'll send you their details. Or I think they're a good prospect and I want to follow up with a video review. Then I will go and do that video review. And then I'll do a general follow up with people that I think are a good match, and I would normally classify my follow-ups into different types of categories. So people I've promised something to, people that I think would be good strategic partners for my power group, and then kind of general people that, you know, I might have met but I don't think are going to be really important in my network, but something might still come from there.
Sure.
And then I would usually follow up with either an email or with social media. And in the system, I've included a couple of other steps that people do, you know, like phone calls or one-on-one meetings. But really, email and social media are my two preferred type things for the immediate follow-up after the event. And I would just say something like, you know, nice to meet you, really enjoyed the event. And if there's a presentation, then I might add in one or two sentences about the presentation, how it's helped me. And that can be something that's fairly general for other people I follow up with, but I will always make, you know, add one or two sentences that makes it specific to that person that I've met, just to build on that relationship that we've already started.
Excellent. I really like that you're classifying follow-ups into different categories and, you know, basically chasing down the hottest prospects first, or the people that, you know, you can deliver value to first. I think that's a really smart thing to do. It's, you know, the 80-20 rule in practice, and another one of those, I guess, places in your business where you can waste a lot of time chasing the wrong prospects, or, you know, wasting time with people who will never become a client for some reason. Whereas if you've classified them right from the start and have a pretty good idea of, you know, who fits your ideal client profile, then you know who you should be spending time on, and, you know, you make the conscious decision to do that. And I think that'll give you much better results down the line.
Yeah, and that was also something that I learned along the way, because after the first couple of networking events, I was kind of following up with everyone, and, you know, people were calling me and I was meeting with people for coffees, and I just realized, well, you know, I think I'm working, but I'm not actually working. And there's, out of most of these meetings, there's not going to be business coming out of them. So just kind of needed to pull back and look at what I was doing and look at, you know, how can I make this more efficient and focus this on my ideal outcome, which is to grow my business, instead of, you know, thinking I work, but just going out for coffees and follow-up meetings all day.
Yeah, it's very easy to fool yourself into thinking that you're working just by being busy and doing stuff. Whereas if you don't really have a system to follow, and, you know, you're just kind of being sporadic in whatever you do, then, you know, frankly, the chances of turning that action into real business are pretty slim.
Exactly.
Cool. All right. So you've put together a product called Networking Goldmine, which you can check out at offlinenetworkinggoldmine.com. And, you know, I've got the product. I've been going through it the last couple of days. And, you know, frankly, it's really good. It's really, really comprehensive. There's a lot of good tips and obviously material and everything. But the one thing I like about it is you've got some exercises that actually, you know, force people to be practical about this and really get them to not only take action, but take the right action and start, you know, forming the system to them so that they'll get the same kind of results that you've been able to get. Can you sort of just walk us through what you actually get with the package when someone buys this?
Yeah, sure. So there are 7 steps to the system, and each step has a video, an MP3, a transcript. So there's 7 videos, 7 MP3s, and 7 transcripts, plus an introduction and overview. And that's kind of, you know, for people to get started, but also for people to come back to when, you know, they've been doing the networking for maybe a month or 6 weeks and they feel like they need to review a few of the steps. And then there's the workbook that you're just talking about. So that has some exercises. And the reason that I created those exercises was because it's really helped me to look at myself and my own strengths, to build this whole system around, you know, what is it that I'm really good at? What is it that I can build on and that will kind of feed that success funnel by, you know, making me confident and then growing my confidence because I get good feedback and because it's fun. And so those exercises will help people to find that out about themselves and then, you know, to prepare for those networking events as well.
Yeah, spot on, because I think, you know, you've obviously got a system that works for you, but if someone isn't the exact same personality as you, they're going to have to, you know, adjust the system to suit who they are as a person. And, you know, I think the exercises really do help them figure out who you are and what type of strategies are going to work for you, and then you can mold the system around you, and so that you're not trying to force yourself to be someone you're not. You can just go there and be your authentic self and will naturally just start attracting people who are, you know, the right type of prospects for you.
Exactly. And that was really important to me in creating the whole system, was, you know, that I was just comfortable with who I am and what I can offer in comparison to, you know, not trying to be you or someone else who's already successful, but who has a different personality to me. And so in every step, especially in the beginning, we look at the strengths and weaknesses, but then in every step we look at, you know, what is it that you can offer, what is it that you're comfortable with, what is it that's fun and easy for you to do that you can leverage, you know, within that 7-step system.
Fun and easy. Love it. Fantastic. All right, Jana, thanks so much for chatting with me today. It's been a good call. I've got some really good information. I've got about 2 pages worth of notes, so I hope other people have been taking notes as well. People can check out Networking Goldmine at Offline Networking Goldmine. Jana, thanks again.
Thank you, Kyle.
Bye.
Bye.